The meeting reflected the tensions and the anger which developed over the last couple of years, with the new majority including three members who had been in the minority until July 1st, when that majority made it clear before the meeting Ogilvie would be selected. Without any postings of the job or interviews with other candidates, the new minority became angry and said it was being disrespected and policy was being ignored, and the new interim superintendent didn't know enough about urban education. Former board president Mary Ruth Kapsiak says it's not clear Ogilvie is the best choice.
We have the children at stake here. We don't know who is the best candidate if we are not allowed to have the posting done, have people apply. This is more dictatorship, and I don't think that's how the board runs.
Kapsiak was one of four members of the board who abstained on the appointment, with the five members of the new majority controlling the choice. The contract Ogilvie signed lets him hold the job for up to 2 years. Ogilvie will get $217,500 annual salary, the same as ousted Superintendent Pamela Brown. The new superintendent says that's a slight uptick from his salary as district superintendent for Erie 1 BOCES, from which he recently filed for retirement. Ogilvie says he doesn't have a lot of time to make changes with the opening of school coming, although he will appoint a chief academic officer and probably a deputy superintendent.
I have an organization chart, and I think that there are job descriptions to go with each of those. My biggest concern is, have we in place the level of skill and experience needed to ensure that effective instruction is taking place?
Board member Carl Palladino says the basic data showing the district is already improving. High school graduation rates and attendance are suspect. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.